goes to Dr. Rhodes, R-H-O-D-E-S, K-R-I-E-T-E, fax 321-831-3024, regarding Frederick, F-R-E-D-E-R-I-C-K, Peterson, P-E-T-E-R-S-O-N, date of birth 3/14/1947. Dear Dr. Kreet, K-R-I-E-T-E, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Peterson with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and history of hyperkalemia. His last visit was July 27th of 2021. He generally travels to Florida for 6 months out of the year. He goes in December, and he's followed on a regular basis down there also. He has had two of the messenger RNA COVID-19 vaccinations, but has not had any boosters and has decided not to take any more. He has not been ill with COVID-19. He did actually get COVID-19 infection last month, and the symptoms were like a mild cold. He wouldn't have known he had it unless he did the COVID rapid test. It went away. There were no sequela, and it was very, very mild. He denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no edema or claudication symptoms. He's not using any oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, and he actually discontinued his aspirin since his last visit. Medications, Losartan 100 milligram daily, Lasix is 20 milligram every other day, and he takes saw palmetto, vitamin D daily, and a multivitamin daily. Physical exam, his weight is 269 pounds, blood pressure 121 over 71. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 3rd of 2022. Creatinine is 1.6. Previous levels were 1.5 and 1.4. It fluctuates slightly, but he's having no symptoms and no chest pain, no shortness of breath. His sodium, 138. Potassium, 5.0. Carbon dioxide, 19.8. Calcium is 9.7. Albumin, 4.3. Phosphorus is 3. Uric acid was 7.6. His hemoglobin is 12.8 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. Hypertension is well controlled. History of hyperkalemia, but he has normal potassium levels now. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. He will follow a low-salt, low-potassium diet. He'll avoid the use of oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. He'll be rechecked by this practice in 4 months before he goes back to Florida. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.